Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What is it? Happy New Year. Happy New Years. Happy many years. I hope you all have a wonderful 2018. Peace out, 2017. With all the stuff that 2017 brought to us over the years, well, you know, it's going to be a year in review because that's how we do it here on Max and Friends. My guests tonight, they'll be joining us momentarily, are the one and only, the divine author, TV personality, friend, auntie to the world, Auntie Rolanda Watts. Her book, of course, you all know by now, Destiny Lingers. You better go buy that book because it's not too late to stuff a stocking in case you forgot to get somebody a book. The book, Destiny Lingers. Hunter Cross will be joining us too tonight because, you know, the last time they were here, there was a... Katy Perry would say fireworks, but they were good. They were good. It's all good. It's all good. Speaking of good, I'm really grateful for all of you tuning into Max and Friends. This has been a year, y'all. This has been 1 year. So year in review tonight here on Max and Friends. And, you know, of course, one of my favorite things throughout the year and giving you Max and Friends is having Gordana Biernat on Max and Friends in the book, hashtag Know the Truth. Thank you all for tuning in on Christmas to the show. The responses were overwhelming, so I'm really grateful to all of you. You tweeted us beautifully, so keep tweeting me at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life, because I do want to know. And if I don't get back to you right away, know that I see you, I hear you, and you matter. But sometimes it's not my role to get back to everybody at every moment in time, so just be patient. So I'm here in LA is good to me. It's good to me. And we're just hanging out, having a good time in LA before I get back to Florida and just in Colorado. So things are busy. And 2018 is going to be a phenomenal fun year because, you know, I always talk about consciously creating. So if you want to consciously create a fun year, call it that, a fun year. It's going to be fun. It's going to be abundant. It's going to be joyful. It's going to be peaceful. It's going to be like, just take a breath and relax for a minute because it's nice to take a breath. On Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. So, you know, without any further ado, I just want to get right up into it because I love this woman who's sitting next to me here in the LA Talk Radio studio. She is Rolanda Watts, my Auntie Ro. And now we're like, I'm in LA more, you might be going to New York more, but life happens, but right now you're here on Max and Friends, so welcome to the show.
I know we're in the same time zone. Isn't that amazing?
The same time zone, right?
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. First and foremost, you know, you had some movies playing over the holiday season.
Yeah.
You had your fun Christmas mail.
Yes, Christmas mail. It comes out every Christmas, and that's a fun one. And then on Lifetime Television, there's a movie coming out called Webcam Girls. Oh. And I play a principal. Oh. But it's a good holiday thriller.
Oh,
yeah.
So when is that coming out?
That's coming out on the 30th tomorrow.
Oh,
the 30th.
Yes. So, no, that was yesterday.
December 3rd.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday. Well, you might be able to catch it again on
you
Lifetime.
You can catch it again on Lifetime. All right. So, how you whoopsin'. The reality is, let's just be transparent. The 30th was... was yesterday, because
right.
we are pre-recording this show because Saturday night we're going to get our 2018 party on.
That's right. You can always find it.
You can always find it. You can always find your book too, Destiny
That's
Lingers.
Right. Destiny Lingers. It's been a great holiday gift, but it's just a great book to read anytime.
Yeah.
It's a
so
good romance.
What do you have going on for you in 2018?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I just feel that I want something nice and fresh and new. I'm shooting a pilot that's coming up. You know, and working on some screenplays, one of which is Destiny Lingers. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing back my podcast and just going to see what else happens.
What else happens? Yeah. Just let it unfold naturally.
Well, you know what? I'm looking to have a relationship. I'm looking to get, not be just a professional guest star and everything. I want a show, like a regular series in a show mm-hmm. or a regular show. And, you know, that could be East Coast or West Coast. I'm leaving it all open.
That's the
building
way.
Building my vision board.
Just be available.
Being available.
Being available. And surrendering That's right. to just
That's right.
the available moments that 2018 have for us. You know, there's a great saying that when we plan, God laughs.
Well, that's so. Right. But you got to have faith. You know, and faith without works is dead. You got to have faith and build the vision board, but you got to get out there and do
you
that hustle
work.
And work. You actually got to work.
You got to work.
You can't binge on the crown.
Now, you know, Yann LaVancent, we talk about it here all the time. She says, you've got to do your work.
That's right.
You know, so I'm a believer in doing my work.
That's right.
And, you know, so is Hunter Cross. He does his work. So he's sitting across from us. And, you know, the reason why I brought this group together because, you know, when you have the people in your life that you love the most, you want them to be with you and join you in the adventures of life. So tonight, two people that I adore, that I love are here with me. And I hope that 2018, you'll consider being with the people that you want to be with. Remember, the choice is yours to be with who you want to be with. And don't ever explain your no. You don't have to explain your no. So no is no, and that's it. And that turns into hot topics because over the year there was a hashtag that was Me Too. But when we get back, we're going to talk about Me Too here on Max and Friends. And we're going to talk about some other hot topics. So stay tuned to Max and Friends.
Guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything. That was our girl. Who was that? I don't even know who that was. But all right, sorry, we got to do some mic adjustments. People are freaking out over here because they're too high. You good?
Yeah, fine.
The microphone, the cans are too high, y'all. All right, so we're better there? It's good?
Yeah.
Or you need
them
up?
Yeah, you can put them up.
All right, put them up.
Fine.
You're good?
It's fine.
All right, we're good.
Blast out.
All right, so let's get back into this.
So, you guys, what is 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything, Hunter Cross. What's going on for 2018 with you?
Oh, my God. 2018. I thought we were talking about hot topics.
Oh, 2017.
We're a year ahead.
We're already there.
We haven't even started.
Oh, 2018 went by the flash.
Wow. I must have been ripped on Stiltskin.
All I know is I smell fried chicken. I'm hungry. So I forgot. So 2017, we're just having a good time. Let this show unfold naturally. But we're here to entertain you because that is what Max and Friends is about. I know that sometimes we get into all of these life classes and you're all like, why are we talking about life classes? Tweet me at Max Tucci because we do everything here. We're a variety show. That's why it's Max and Friends. So Hunter Cross is one of my friends. We're going to talk about tonight, 2017. What's on your list, Hunter Cross?
Oh, my God. You know what? I was challenging myself today to make a list of the hot topics and year in review topics from 2017 that did not involve Donald Trump. Because obviously Donald Trump was the largest, larger-than-life character in most Americans, and for that matter, people in other countries too. He was the most topical and in-the-news guy of anybody else during 2017, of course, because it was his first year in office. But I tried to make a list of things that were going on in this world that had nothing to do with Donald Trump, and it was challenging. But among them, you know, we had the Women's March on D.C. That happened early on in the year, and it's tangentially related to the election of Donald Trump. But I think also it was the year of the woman, you could call 2017. Women's rights and women's issues rose to the forefront, I think, for most people that were paying attention. The Me Too, hashtag Me Too that you spoke about, you know, that was a huge issue, and it's controversial.
Huge issue.
Yeah, huge. Well, it's an important issue that people talk about. But, I mean, I think also there's another side to it. There's an ugly side, I think, to the Me Too issue, and that is that there are people whose life's work and people whose they walk the walk, and yet they made some errors, and as a result of their errors, no, they have to go. That seems to be the way the courts of public opinion have decided that a lot of people who may have walked the walk and done great things for women's rights or human rights or just generally people's rights, they have to go if they made a mistake.
Well, speaking of, you know, the court of the people, Rolanda, you're the voice on some court shows, right? What is the vote of the people? What do you think about the whole hashtag Me Too and what Hunter just said?
Well, I think it's an important movement. And I think women, this was definitely the year of women on so many levels, to a point where the hashtag Me Too became such a battle cry, not just among women, mm-hmm. that even men felt comfortable coming up, as you saw with Terry Crews talking mm-hmm. about being sexually harassed at a party here in Hollywood. But it took an even further stance than just being a hashtag Me Too about sexual harassment and the power to lift your voice. What did we see in Alabama? That was historic, what we saw. When, you know, there were so many people, as Hunter pointed out, that were losing their jobs and careers over allegations. Here's a guy who had allegations of being a pedophile and was able to run. Roy Moore was able to run for office. Mm-hmm. You've got another guy who
almost won by 17 or something thousand
right.
votes.
But it was women, and particularly black women who yeah. turned the state of Alabama on its ear. And that,
for the second time now.
That's right.
Because the first time was with Obama.
That's right. And so we saw the power of a woman's vote. We saw the power of women's voice. And, you know, the
Time Magazine.
Absolutely.
Did you ever have a hashtag Me Too?
Yes.
You did?
Absolutely. I don't think if you work in the United States of America.
But did you publicize it?
Yeah. I talked about it. I talked about it on Facebook Live and stuff. Okay. And I did put, you know, Twitter, you mm-hmm. know, hashtag Me Too. But, yeah, a couple of times I've been put in that position. Of course, I turned around and told that I was a very young woman and mm-hmm. was an a consultant, actually, mm-hmm. for a very big firm. And I was propositioned, and then all of a sudden I was told that my contract would run out, and I told them if my contract ran out that I would run out and put their balls on a silver platter and serve them in court and made them pay more to keep me and keep my mouth shut. But that was – and also I've been harassed by a woman. I've had that issue when I was a young woman in a radio station mm-hmm. and felt very pressured. So I know that feeling, and I think that most people who work in America that have a vagina have felt that feeling. But I think for the first time ever, there's been a consolidated and supported voice that has taken us from the boardroom to the courtroom, if you will.
Oh, it does. And, you know, the most shocking one of the one was Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
Well, Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, Tavis Smiley.
Yeah, but, you know, for some reason, Charlie Rose to me just seemed like
perfect.
Charlie Rose. And the thing that Hunter...
It's almost pathetic.
It is almost pathetic. But the thing that Hunter brings up, too, is that, like, how long ago did that happen? And why, like, how can we blame people now for all of a sudden things that happened 30 years ago?
And my question is, what exactly did happen? I mean, I want to know. Did
yeah.
he push her up against the wall and penetrate her? I mean, did he just say something?
Well, I don't know. For those of you who watch, what's the guy's name on HBO who used to do the Daily Show? I just had a brain fart and forgot his name.
Jon Stewart?
No. He subbed for Jon Stewart for a while.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Anyway, the English guy. Anyway, during his...
Pierce?
No.
The other English guy.
It'll come to me.
The English are coming.
It'll come to me. Anyway, on his HBO show, they did one of these montages of creepy moments from... you know, from TV and Charlie Rose, and they had this whole long, snippet after another of Charlie Rose saying something inappropriate to the women on the show. Oh. I mean, apparently, I don't watch the show. I didn't really watch Charlie Rose, but apparently, he was a total creep.
I never got that from him, and that I think that was what was so shocking. And it's just not him. I mean, we in the politician world, in the entertainment world. And, you know, but these are the stories that we're hearing that are big time and we know the names. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about little Jocelyn in South Dakota mm-hmm. who's getting chased around the coat
right.
room, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That those voices aren't heard. But I think that people think twice, I would hope, now about how they conduct
themselves.
Well,
what was interesting was the domino effect. how it, you know, it started really with Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And then from Bill Cosby, it kind of just was like, whoosh.
He goes, boy, right. Look, I got a lot of members of the club now.
Yeah, you got Bill O'Reilly.
Sitting there by
right.
himself. Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly was right. early on. Yeah, well, he was before
that,
Weinstein.
Yeah, that was early on.
Before Weinstein.
Weinstein, of course, and Matt Lauer, of right. course.
And
I mean,
then
the list
was
enormous.
You've got people like a Tavis Smiley who says he's going to fight back. He's okay. saying this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that brings up the question. Are men the victims too now, some of them?
Well, I really don't think it's natural for women to just say, go through all the rigmarole mm-hmm. that this takes to do that. But mm-hmm. but then, you know, as being fair to both sides, you know, there are going to be people who are going to question whether all of this was any of it malintent. Mm-hmm. But that's up to the courts, and that's what attorneys are for.
Well, sometimes, but the court of public opinion these days, yes. you know, a guy who makes a pass at a woman at work. Where, let's face it, for a lot of people, work is the primary place that they meet people. Mm-hmm. And they make a pass at some. Now, the problem is, of course, that if they're in a position of authority, now it becomes the question of whether they've exercised their authority inappropriately or put the person who they're propositioning in an awkward situation. But it's almost these days, it's if a man has done something and in some day, years later, finally, the woman steps forward and says, yeah, you know, what he did to me was inappropriate. All of a sudden, now that man's got to go away. There doesn't seem to be a willingness to wait for the facts. The public, court of public opinion acts fast, and they execute quickly.
Yeah. Especially when they're like more than a dozen people that come out against
people.
You know?
Well, you know, and I had a conversation with Eva LaRue about it because she had a hashtag Me Too with the whole Steven Seagal situation. And everyone's like, well, why are you saying it now? And she's like, hold up. We've been saying this. Forever. It's right. just now people right. are listening.
Right.
Corey Haim and all and those years and years ago during the Barbara
Listen,
Walters.
We have exactly. We have like what has happened through this now. Every industry is being like is being put under the microscope. I mean, look, even we have Mario Batali in the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
the
when
guy on the Chew.
The Chew.
Right.
Yes. And what's going to be next with the music industry? Wait till that happens.
Well, Russell Simmons already had to take the
That's
fall
right.
on some things. So yeah, and hopefully it'll. I think it needs to open the dialogue about what is sexual assault or what
you know
is
what.
Sexual
Let's answer
harassment.
That when we get back.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I've got Rolando Watts and Hunter Cross with me here tonight.
Nice to be here.
And we're talking about the 2017 things that happened in a year in review. And we left you all with what is really sexual harassment, what is sexual misconduct, what is just any inappropriateness, and why has it become such a big issue, Hunter?
Well, we've been talking about this particular issue, but of course, this is a year in review.
And here we are spending 10
right.
minutes on this one issue.
But let's talk about Al Franken, for example, mm-hmm. because to me, I think that the election of Donald Trump demonstrates that the purity and the role model of the president or political elected officials is gone. We no longer hold them up as role models. We no longer hold political figures up as role models. Donald Trump has proven that he became elected president by being a total douchebag. Mm-hmm. He is a douchebag. He's always been a douchebag, and everyone knows he's a douchebag. And the people who elected him because he's a douchebag. Everybody knows that. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy. He's a street fighter. All of that stuff that most of us think makes him a douchebag is what made people vote for him. And yeah. so then you've got a guy like Al Franken, who has been a champion of progressive causes for decades, is one of the smartest people in the Senate and an articulate guy. Now he's got to go because he did some stupid things, acted inappropriately with some women in the past. And okay, I'm not again. It is not an intent to excuse people's behavior generally, but do we really have to jettison these people because of their personal peccadilloes and their
yeah,
inappropriate
I think we
behavior?
Should be, I tell you who we should be jettisoning. Is the man in the White House is who we should be jettisoning. He's the only one out of all the people accused who has actually said on tape, on national television, that he gropes and kisses women without permission. I mean, he is just... And why we're not storming the White House, pulling him out of there, I don't understand.
Well, I'm trying to... this is my point, and I... is that I think that the American people have spoken, and electing Donald Trump, they have said, we do not believe...
We are one dumb nation.
No, we don't believe that those things are important to us. I refuse to believe that the people who elected Donald Trump are stupid. I think they elected him because of the various behaviors that he demonstrates as a business acumen and whatever, and we can debate all that.
We are a sad nation.
Well,
we
perhaps, but the point is that I think that we cannot have a litmus test. If we throw everyone out of Congress who's done something inappropriate, who's maybe made a pass at a person they shouldn't have, or maybe used their position of authority inappropriately, if we throw them all out, who the hell is going to be making our rules? I want people who are just as flawed as I am in Congress making laws that I have to abide by. I don't want these lily-white assholes who've never made a mistake in their whole life to be making laws that I have to follow, because those are not my peers.
All right, well, we'll see what 2018 brings with that. But right now, we got to move forward. We got to talk about some other things. Let's do a TBS, which is a Throwback Sunday.
Rolanda's show is exciting and it's fun.
Oh, yes.
She really cares. Rolanda digs deeper.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You know, it's what talk should be. Miami, come on, check it out.
Yes, that's our TBS for Auntie Ro.
You know, I appreciate that. As you talk about 2018, one of the biggest exclusive interviews we got back in the 90s was Tonya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
Back just months after the big incident mm-hmm. with Nancy Kerrigan, we snagged that huge interview.
She busted her knees.
Incident.
She busted that bitch's knees.
Well, she didn't do it.
Well, she hired someone to do it.
But you can go on YouTube and see that interview now. Go to the Rolanda Watts channel on YouTube and watch that exclusive interview.
But, you know, it's
Tonya
amazing
Harding.
Because when we talk about Tonya Harding, that's such a thing that we remember from years past.
Right.
You know, in 10 years from now, are we going to look past and say, okay, look what happened in Las Vegas?
Right.
Look what happened to Sandy Hook.
Those are some big stories.
Look what happened here. Look what happened here.
80 people were killed this past year in Syria with chemical weapons. These are the kind we're talking about. Everyone knows who Tonya Harding is, and that she hired someone. What was the name of the girl that she cracked her kneecap?
No, she didn't do it. She didn't do it. The Galooly and those guys did.
But those were her buddies.
Well, you know.
But we're not talking about Tonya Harding. We're talking about the name.
In 2018, the story resurfaced.
But we remember her.
This is the point.
We remember her.
You remember her, but you don't remember the 80 people that were
killed. Right, the 80 Syrians.
Well, you know something. I tell you what, this has been one of the most dramatic years, I think, especially when you think about terrorism. When you think
59 people in Las Vegas.
Right, and you think about just...
And hold on, let's just think numbers for a minute. 59 dead, 527 injured.
Yeah. And the kind of guns he had, those were not pretty injuries.
We had Ariana Grande in England this year.
That's right, the terrorist attack at her concert
in England.
That's right.
Look, I already forgot about that.
You also have North Korea.
Fort Lauderdale shooting. The guy opened fire at people standing
at the airport
in Fort Lauderdale.
Look at you, Hunter, doing your work.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and none of these things had anything to do with Donald Trump, or at least they don't, on the surface, have anything to do with Donald Trump.
Well, you wonder. But then you also have the horrible hurricanes and the fires.
We lived through that hurricane this year.
Yeah, yeah. And Puerto Rico is still trying to get it together.
It's still trying to get it together. Yeah. And what's interesting, too, I think... you know, I have to go back to Las Vegas, to 59 people and 527 injured. These names, are we going to forget them? You know, and here's the thing, though, because Hunter and I talked about this before. When September 11th happened, you know, then we built this memorial for all these people. You know, and then every year we go back and revisit the site and we read off the names. What does that do to the conscience by reading off the names of all these people who have died? Do you think people still have an interest in 2011 and... I'm sorry, 2001, September 11th?
Yeah. You know something? It's almost like you have to, because that really woke us up and let us know that you've got to look both ways. I mean, I can't get on a plane without looking at both folks and letting them know I will take you down. You try something. Or do we have this if something happens? I mean, you just have to be so much more aware of our surroundings.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of it. But you know something? I think that's what a lot of us have been saying all along, too, is... Many of us will not remember the names of the victims, but we certainly remember the names of the people who killed them.
But that's what I think what we need to stop doing is stop glorifying by naming them and stop. Mm-hmm. You know, we name the people who have done these malicious things and we kind of like in a gross way glorify them,
mm-hmm. which is probably what they.
I was reading there was.
But 2018, I think, you know, that's something for the media that we need to be conscious about doing and stop glorifying the people who have done the act and start really emphasizing. On the families that have been impacted.
There was a media outlet, and I don't remember which one it was.
That LA Talk Radio.
That this past year decided they will no longer mention the names of the alleged attackers, and will refer to them as alleged attackers and whatnot, because they did not want to glorify them and repeatedly make, you know, copycat people, especially people who have mental illness perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to be famous at all costs, and they see the kind of attention that folks get when they commit one of these acts. So, you know, there are media outlets who recognize that that might be a motivation, to the extent that that really matters. I don't really, you know, I get it. And I think that it's there's no point in doing things that encourage this sort of violence.
Right.
But I don't really think in the scheme of things it's going to matter.
You know, speaking of violence, remember the United Airlines passenger that was dragged off the plane for an overbooked fight?
Right.
Oh, yeah. The guy who went out screaming.
Right.
Here we are, like this guy. And, you know, when you broke it down, it was just like he really wasn't doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think there's such a heightened scaredness when people are scared, like on the plane, like you said, like I looked to the left, I looked to the right. Here, the crew looked at this guy and they beat his ass and dragged him off the plane.
Right, yeah. Right.
I'm not going on these planes. Like, we all need to go private. But what's something in 2017, Rolanda, that you remember?
Well, we lost a lot of people meant a lot to me. I mean, growing up watching Mary Tyler Moore and Gomer Pyle and Batman and even the people who influenced the civil rights movement, and the people like Dick Gregory, we lost this year.
Yeah.
I mean, there were just some Della Reese, whose memorial just happened. So we lost a lot of great folks, and I just, the African proverb, as long as you mention my name, I live.
Yeah.
And their work certainly lives on and on and on, for sure.
And also the hoaxes. How many people? Morgan Freeman died again this year, right?
Fake news. Fake news was
fake
big.
Fake news was a big
And remember,
thing.
We also got a new word in our dictionary, complicit.
Right, and Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Covfefe. Covfefe.
I had Covfefe on my list.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, just talking about some celebrity deaths, too. I'm looking at the list here, and it's shocking how I forget Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Right? And you just go through this list of celebrity deaths in 2007, and it's like, it's pretty unbelievable what happened.
2017.
What did I say?
2007.
You know,
well, let me tell you one of my favorite things that happened also in 2017. Are you ready for this?
I want to hear it, baby.
Cardi B. The rapper,
look,
Cardi B.
I'm too white to know who that is.
Oh, my God. The white people love it too, honey. She is fabulous. Cardi B.
Oh, you know, Road Trip.
Blockbuster million. And Tiffany Haddish, the new, she is the hottest thing right now.
Girl, I love
these. I met her over the holiday. I actually met her, and she's just like she is in the movie.
Oh, yeah. She cray-cray.
But a good cray-cray.
We need that kind of cray-cray.
Yeah, and her books are on the bestseller list.
I know, and so is
really
yours.
Good. But you know what I love about like Cardi B and Tim? Mm. That they had a, Cardi B in particular, started with nothing and has totally branded herself. You know, a lot of people, even in the music industry, turn their back on her, but she has really, now she's like got all these Grammy nominations and all this, and really rocking it in that world.
Well, you know, speaking of that world, there's something 2017 that the disappearance of Kellyanne Conway. Where did she go? She was like that flight to Malaysia.
Alternative facts. Kelly Conway. Alternative facts.
Right? And then Omarosa.
Oh, Lord.
I want to see that White House tape. I want to jump up in there and just snatch that tape and watch what happened there.
Well, she claims it didn't happen.
Well, and then claim that we all have to read her book next year to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag not interested.
Right. Bye, Felicia.
Right? Joy Behar, you know, she
Wait
tried
a minute.
To shave
when
Joy.
I saw Joy Behar and Sonny Hostin slap a high five, Joy said, when you left here, Omarosa, you said, I hope you find some joy in your life. And she looked at the camera and she goes, well, today I have. And then her and Sonny Hostin slap a high five. I'm like, what? when did this start happening? Then Robin looks in the camera on ABC and goes, Bye, Felicia. I'm like, when did anchor people start turning against the people? But you know, when you were that scathing.
Yeah.
When you are a reality star in a White House, this is what happens. But here's the point. You know, it's so easy for us to say it to the reality star that Omarosa was, but why aren't we saying it to the reality star that the president is?
Right.
You know, but those are
the groper in the White House.
Fried groper with some mac and cheese. I'm hungry, y'all. But, you know, so there's some things that have happened, too, in 2007. Don Rickles, that was...
I know.
Yeah. But, you know, also the disappearance, speaking of disappearance, the disappearance of Barbara Walters. You know, there's a story behind that, and
she's so old. I mean, the story is probably not a really great mystery.
Right?
She's
and it breaks my heart because I really miss
Well, I
Barbara
tell you
Walters.
What, and you will always remember her being fabulous.
Yeah, well, that was the smart way. If that was the plan, to exit while
women women don't get the luxury that a lot of men get in this business, and you know, Barbara's fabulous. She's been in the business 100 years.
But I miss the specials. You know, and that's the thing. Like, with Barbara Walters in particular, you don't really notice the absence. But it's like, when you realize it, like, oh, yeah, where's the 2020 special?
Right.
Where's the most fascinating people of 2017?
Well, she's an icon in television.
You know?
One person I think we haven't mentioned who... an important actor this year is Attorney General Sessions. If it hadn't been for him recusing himself from the Russian investigation, there would be no Robert Mueller investigation. There would be no indictments of Manafort. There'd be no indictments of Michael Flynn. All of the things that have made the news this year, this Russian investigation, if Mr. Sessions had not recused himself, none of that would have happened. It makes you wonder, though, if he hadn't recused himself and somehow the Congress launched an investigation anyway, what would they have found out that the Attorney General was involved in before he became Attorney General? I think he did a really smart thing doing that, but the reality is, if he hadn't, in what appeared to be, if you just look at it on face value, one of the last demonstrations of integrity we've seen. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't done that, at least on its face, it reflected integrity.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had any of this investigation.
Ro, you want to comment on that?
Not really. But you know, but all I can say is there's a lot of Russia going around, and if you're hanging out at the barbershop long enough, you're bound to get a haircut. I think there's something in here. There's a way too much Russian infiltration to say it wasn't me.
Right.
Well, then who was it?
Yeah.
And if that wasn't it, then why were you? What did happen?
Yeah.
You know, there was no collusion. Well, then what did happen? Because clearly something happened as much as you guys were all together.
You know?
Well, they were clearly trying to collude. If they didn't collude, then they were conspiring to collude.
Yeah, why are you hanging out of the barbershop?
Exactly.
You know? There was haircut.
Speaking of.
I was there for 3 weeks straight, but no haircut.
Right.
Then what the heck did you get in there?
And they didn't even trim your beard.
A shave? You got something.
Well, I did get something. I got a haircut when I was in L.A., and it looked so fly. Go to my Instagram page, Max Tucci Radio. I want to say thank you to Alon Shalom for cutting my hair. It looks good. Thank you. But, you know, there was something, speaking about collusion. Let's go back to the beginning of 2017 when Mariah Carey's manager blames producers for her New Year's Eve nightmare. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, she's getting a comeback, though. This year she's getting a comeback, right?
She's in Aspen right now in her 110-degree pool.
I think so.
She don't give
a
fuck.
But I did hear she's getting a second chance.
Yeah.
They're gonna fix her.
I love me Mariah.
Yeah.
I do.
She'll go to the rehearsal this time.
We didn't talk about Kathy Griffin.
But we're going to talk about it when we come back.
Ooh.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Rolanda Watts is in the studio with me with Hunter Cross. And we're talking about a year in review, 2017, 2007, 2011, 2001. Whatever. You know what? Time is an illusion. We talk about that here all the time at Max and Friends. So there's no wonder why I can't keep the year straight. 2017, I've already jumped into the future and said 2018. But let's bring it right back to the present. Kathy Griffin, you were saying, Hunter Cross?
Yeah, well, Kathy Griffin this year, she held up the head of a severed head of the president, and everyone went all Dixie Chicks on her. Like, you know, it was crazy. And then she apologized, a tearful apology, blah, 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 blah. Man, she's a comedian. I mean, and she pushed the envelope a little bit. Maybe she pushed a little too far. I suppose you can make that argument. But the point is, the world went after her.
Yeah, I think she went too far on that one.
But I like that she retracted her apology.
Absolutely. I don't think artists should apologize for their work. That's my point of view.
But you know something? I think at that time, ISIS was really hot. We'd lost some of our American people. You know, their mothers mourning over their kids getting their heads severed. I mean, the ISIS situation was really hot at that time. And, you know, listen, there are a lot of people who would love to see Trump's head served, but he's still our president. And I know, I'm not a huge fan of him as president, even though I have known him for many years. He's not the man I knew.
Was he on your show?
No, he wasn't on my show, but when I was an Eyewitness News reporter back in the early 80s, I covered all of his stuff from his bankruptcy to when his helicopter... They had a helicopter crash in his organization and the affairs. I covered everything about him and went into his house to do an interview with his then wife, Ivana. And quite honestly, the house looked like it was decorated in Russian decor, if you ask me.
Well, speaking of Ivana, she has a new book out called Growing Up Trump. So that happened in 2017.
No.
Good book, too, actually. Because, you know, Ivana, we've got to separate her from Donald.
I know.
You know, and it's hard for people to do that because she's also the mother of the three children. And, you know, I was neighbors with them in Connecticut, grew up with them.
Well, she reminds us she is still the first wife.
That's right. <She's> a, Wendy was, and when he said, did you get permission? She said, I didn't think I had to. But, yeah, so, you know, 2017, bro, what's something that comes up on your radar for 2017?
Also, the fact that we have acknowledged as a nation that we have a major opioid epidemic. Ooh. I mean, we are in a crisis situation, and this is something that I think we're going to have to really face with our pharmaceutical companies, because this isn't just, you know, Leroy on the corner, you know, over there selling you a couple of, you know, this is go to your doctor, write a prescription. And go to the pharmacy.
Well, joke is the biggest drug dealers in America are CVS and Walgreens.
80%, 80% of all opiate addicts started from prescription drugs.
80%.
And you know, Donald Trump made some kind of a comment that maybe that's why we need the wall.
Well, I tell you what, he's called it a national emergency, and it really is that. I mean, I don't think any of us are going to get away with not being affected by knowing somebody who knows somebody. Closer and closer to us, who's going to kick the bucket because of this?
No, it's a horrible thing.
We were watching today. We saw on television there was on one of these cop shows
two days ago where they
were raiding this these guys who were selling heroin apparently.
Yeah.
But you know, there's no one out there who's using heroin that isn't using it either by choice. In other words, when they start, they're using it by choice, or they're using it because they became addicted after having been prescribed something for their pain. But no one is using heroin. No one's forcing them to use heroin. The idea that it is a crime, to me, is a terrible thing. It isn't criminal to become addicted. It's criminal to treat people like criminals who have a medical problem. It's all about education. And then the resources that the United States government spends on trying to stop the availability of the drugs, which just makes the problem worse, because the people who are addicted need that drug,
well,
and they're going to get it.
A lot of I have a couple of friends who have had some major, major surgeries and have been and are admittedly very dependent upon these painkillers, and were recently told by their doctors, we are cutting back. You know, the tide is changing here. But what is going to help them in between? Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think that this thing has gotten, I mean, this cart has rolled so far in front of the horse that we don't know if we can catch up. And what do
well,
we do
right.
when we get it?
That's right.
You know?
And they're going, and the people who end up going to street heroin are people who have been denied access to the legal opiates that got them addicted to begin with. So the idea that somehow they should be treated like criminals instead of being treated like somebody who's got an addiction caused by a health problem is why the government isn't wrapping their head around this. This is why when the President of the United States says that one of the ways that we're going to prevent opiate addiction is through advertising.
Just say no.
It's an absurdity. No one is using heroin that doesn't
work. But I also believe this whole thing is also... Well, I think the spotlight should be on the pharmaceutical companies and the leniency that we have to use their products so freely, as opposed to building a wall and going down and beating up heads in the hood. Because I do believe, and if you watch Ava DuVernay's 13, I do believe that part of this administration is going to be bringing back that war on drugs, which says the war on the inner city. And for me, that says packing these jails up and prisons up as if it's the new slavery system in America.
What do you mean new slavery? Goes, it's been going on.
It is the
Let's
slavery.
Let's call a thing a
it
thing.
It is the slavery. They build our roads.
It's not
they
the new thing.
They're not teaching them anything more than building bricks and laying new prisons down.
Hunter, we've talked about this before here on Max and Friends, where, you know, this, like Rolanda's saying, the new slavery. But it, the slavery.
It is the slavery. No,
it's the slavery.
There's a lot of people
chains
enslaved.
Chains and everything.
Well, there's no question that the war on drugs targeted minorities. There's no question about that. But in Thank this country, we have slaves that I think the people who work at Walmart are slaves because they are not paid a living wage. The government has to subsidize their wages so that they
can... Yeah, but they're not locked up away from
but,
their families.
No, but no, they also. But the reality, too, on top of that is that they're not even allowed to get health insurance because they make sure that the hours can't be extended to the amount, the amount that you can.
They're also the ones, the big guys who are making those decisions are the ones who are going to get and benefit from this great tax cut your president
that
has
was
put
the
into
biggest
place.
Boondoggle. That, I don't know how, well, I'll tell you.
Tell you one thing. We need to crack this up a little bit because you listen to Max and Friends, my host. I'm the host tonight. Who's got the phone ringing up in the studio?
We have another guest.
We got a caller. Put them on the air. Who was that? No, let's call them right now. Who was that? Give me the number. I'll get them on air. But speaking of on air and speaking of Max and Friends, thank you all for tuning in tonight. We're talking about a year in review, 2017, and I want to know what are your memories of 2017. Tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag 2017 review, and let me know what's on your mind and what you remember about 2017. The good, the bad, the indifferent. Ro, what do you remember about 2017?
You know one other thing I do remember.
I know one
thing. After all this stuff we've been through with that president in the White House and all the terrorism and the hurricanes and the biggest fight over race and class and taxes and all of that, God shut everything down with the solar eclipse. It had everybody. I don't care what your political ranking was. I don't care what your social class, what color you were, what your mom and them's name was. When that eclipse happened, it brought all of us together.
Do you remember
every
where you were?
Age. You know what? I didn't go look up at it, to be honest with you. I was watching TV. I was watching everybody watching it because I couldn't really see it from where I was.
I was at the airport.
But I was looking out there.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable.
It was remarkable. It was, I always, as a journalist, I've always enjoyed watching people watching the big story.
Right.
And watching people come together. It was almost tearful that in the midst of everything, we just slowed down and became humane again. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd seen the ravages of the hurricanes and we'd seen the ravages of the fires and the fires hadn't even come yet by that time. But we've seen a lot of
nature
major
did its
natural
thing this year.
Disasters,
and natural wonders.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, you keep listen, Mother Nature said hashtag me too because we have raped and assaulted this poor mother and she said enough already.
That's right.
And I think that was part of it.
Well, I'll tell you something.
You better tweet that.
I wasn't so impressed with the eclipse, I'll tell you what. I struggled through Neil deGrasse Tyson's most recent book. I'm going to butcher the title, I'm sure. It's something like Astrophysics for People Without a Lot of Time or something to that effect.
You actually read that?
I did. It is a fascinating
book.
It isn't a very long book, but I had to read each paragraph three times to understand it. And, I'm a rather educated person, and I still had to read it every paragraph three times to understand it.
Astrophysics for People in a Hurry.
There you go. It's a great book. I recommend it to anybody, even if you're not a science person, because what it does, and this is why the eclipse wasn't a big deal for me. Once you read his book and you understand how complex the universe is and how much we scientists already know about it, Yeah, so what? Some planets aligned and blocked the sun. Big freaking deal. All this is happening all the
time. She's kumbaya over here, and you ran in her parade.
Sorry. Well, no, I understand. Listen, I mean no disrespect, but it got a lot of people who know absolutely nothing about the universe interested in this tiny little thing that happened to happen on this one particular moment.
He told you.
The reality is, when you read Neil deGrasse Tyson's book, you'll get the sense of the vastness of the universe.
Well, I'm not going to read his book.
Read his book.
You know what? Wait till it comes out on audio.
He'll read your book.
But I know it was a fascinating moment.
But this is the beauty of life, is that for everyone who witnesses, for everyone who observes, for everyone who lives, they all have their own perception of what life in 2017 is about.
Well, here's another one, speaking of just that. There was the biggest fight we've had in a long
over that
flag and those statues.
Down there. Oh, we're talking about a different fight.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Meriwether.
What I'm saying is, not that fight.
That was a big fight of the year, though.
Started the Charlottesville.
But the Charlottesville thing is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Taking down the statues.
Right.
You know, what is culture in America is another question.
And kneeling.
Culture.
And that's, kneeling, that's
that
right.
Is, that culture.
Take a kneel.
That is such a bunch of bull. The reality is the South lost. And you don't build monuments to the losers.
Well,
that's just
true.
The reality.
Well, now, I know that very well coming from North Carolina.
Right, and you talk about it in your book, Destiny Lingers.
And you know something, my book could not have been on time more, because it does, even though it's a love story, interracial love story, it deals with a lot of the race and class issues we talk
it
about
does.
Today.
You know, speaking of books, too, I want to tell you all about hashtag Know the Truth, Gordana Biernott's book. Fabulous book that came out in 2017. She's one of Oprah's Super Soul 100 and a guest here on Max and Friends Often. Go to latalkradio.com/Max because there you'll find almost 10 years of LA Talk Radio shows and Max and Friends. You know, the beginning we were To the Max and now we're Max and Friends. So y'all are going to, because I've gotten some tweets at Max Tucci that have said, what's To the Max? That was back in the day 10 years ago when I sat in front of the mic and had no idea what I was doing.
And you're still here.
And I'm still here. Don't know what I'm doing.
It takes a
but
lot of
loving
work
it.
To do this.
You know what? It's fun because when you don't know what you're doing sometimes, that's when the magic happens. But 2017, we got to wrap this show up.
Wow.
We're going to wrap the year up, wrap the show up. Hunter, let's spend like 30 seconds. What's one thing, Hunter, that you remember from 2017, the ultimate 2017 memory for you? And Ron,
well, because I'm a political guy, the firing of James Comey was one of the most seminal moments in 2017. Mm. It just represented how aggressive the president intended to be to silence those who were questioning him.
Yeah. And for you, Auntie Ro?
Well, I just think it was the women's movement, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
That just to hear voices coming up together, just saying no to assault and harassment, it just gets a good dialogue going, I think, of something much, much needed for generations to come.
Mm-hmm. You know, and for me, for 2017, the most fondest memory I have of 2017 is me living in it. You know, there is so much happening in this world, and I could just wake up and say thank you. And so for me, 2017 and every day that was in 2017 was just a day of gratitude and a day of thanks for me. And I remember that because I woke up every single day in 2017. So for me, that's what it is. But you know, I want to talk about 2018 real quick. What's one thing, Hunter Cross, in 2018 that you look forward to?
Oh boy.
You put me on the How spot. Old is this boy?
I don't know. Well,
I look forward to
I was reading the astrophysics book. And
I look forward to I got shaded for reading an astrophysics book.
I was born with the stars.
No, I think 2018 is going to be huge. We're going to find out whether or not the people in this country are really paying attention or not, because when the elections happen in November of 2018, we're going to see whether these folks who stood up in Alabama and had their voices heard, whether those folks will stand up throughout the country, and we're going to maybe we'll get a Democratic House of Representatives and maybe a Senate, and then maybe we'll see what kind of government. You know, I always say that you get the government you deserve. And I think if you don't stand up and vote and get out there and make sure that the people who are representing you in Congress actually represent you and look like you and talk like you and support the things that you care about, if you don't get out there and make sure those people get in those positions, then you get the government you deserve. So we'll see what happens in 2018.
You know, that just reminded me, 2017, we also had transsexuals in the office.
That's right.
That's something we forgot to talk about.
That's right.
Who beat the guy who was phobic about it.
But that's the beauty.
Alabama.
Let me tell you something. Truth to the ground always rises. 2018 for you, Auntie Ro.
Well, I think we need to laugh a lot more, and I think we're bringing in laughter with a great comedy show.
Yay!
Hey, I'll be doing my stand-up comedy show at Flappers on January 9th. Come out and join us at Celebrity Do Drop In Tuesday, so come on in. And then on the 12th, I'm going to be at the world-famous Comedy Store on Sunset. And I just believe that there's so much toughness going on. Come on out and laugh with us and have a good time.
Go to Flappers and laugh.
Go to Flappers and laugh in the Comedy Store.
I just laugh at
what town is Flappers in?
The Flappers is in Burbank. Thank you for asking that. And just follow me at Rolanda Watts, R-O-L-O-N-D-A, at Rolanda Watts on all social media.
And he's at Hunter X Cross on Twitter. 2018, what I'm looking forward is just to just be present. And just to be authentic to who, like, we all are. I mean, that's really what I look forward to, is people really being authentic to themselves and really just owning their truth, their authenticity, and being okay with who they are. So I look forward to more people coming out. You know, we did a great show here with Ash Beckham about coming out of a closet, but doesn't mean that you're coming out because you're gay. You're coming out of a closet, of a dark place. So I encourage everyone in 2018, come out of those closets, whatever it is. Tell people the truth of what's going on in your life and just be free to be you. I look forward to that. I also look forward to one of my best friends, Jessica. She's got her show coming out on Lifetime Television January 11th, Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. And Jessica and her daughter Brianna are on this really cool show. It's a model search show and a momager show. So I look forward to that January 11th at 10 p.m. on Lifetime TV. Well, we got to wrap this up with a good Trojan. So thank you so much, Auntie Ro, for being here tonight.
You are so welcome. It was a joy.
It was
a joy. Happy New Year.
Happy
New
Year.
Let's put 2017 behind us. We're not going that way.
Ain't nobody going to steal your J-O-Y.
That's right.
Did you say Jew year?
Happy Jew year.
I'm not going to say anything about my lawyer.
On that note, one thing that I loved about 2017 was playing this song here on Max and Friends with my best friend Asher, who is most beautiful light. That's what you all are. Good night and good karma, and take life to the max.
To gossip.